agenda item number seven here is James Spiegel. Stockhouse request. Mr. Allen.
Mr. Bull, members of the commission, good morning. James Spiegel is requesting authorization to construct a 512 square foot open sided boathouse at his property on the west branch of Wormley Creek, York County. The project is protested. The project is located on the in the Yorktown section of York County, west branch of Wormley Creek, about a quarter mile upstream from its confluence with the York River. Spiegel has an existing pier highlighted in red. You'll note the pier is situated just inshore of a channel. This channel is utilized daily by the Coast Guard. This is the Yorktown Reserve Training Center. They have a number of slips there. And in fact, there's a maintenance dredge project in the wings to dredge the creek. And they're even looking at deepening it to minus 10 feet at mean low water. To accommodate some of the larger draft vessels in the fleet. So the creek will be deep, you know, for all the residents on that branch. Just to show you, the pier is sitting just inshore of that channel. This is the photograph of the pier. You can see the dayboard offshore. I went out there on the 8th of August with representatives from the Corps of Engineers in the county, and the Corps rep on the site ruled that the boathouse would not be a problem from a navigation standpoint and advised the Spiegels of that. They've since issued their permit. Before they filed their request, they had their contractor contact me, and their preference was to put the boathouse, which is highlighted in red for now, on the left-hand side of the pier. But I told them that I felt like that was going to potentially encroach the riparian area of the upstream lot. So reluctantly, they agreed with staff and put it on the right-hand side, so that's what's before you today. Nevertheless, the upstream lot owner has still objected. David and Sarah Courtwright are siblings that live out of state. They're objecting that the boathouse will impact on the view of this vacant lot. This lot is for sale.
Back up a second.
Yes, sir.
Is the lot for sale yellow?
Yes, sir. That's the protestant's lot. And the Spiegel's proposed boathouse would be the red polygon you see just to the right of their existing pier. So this is the Spiegel's home right here. It's their pier. The boathouse would be proposed in red, and the vacant lot that's for sale is owned by the protestants. And they're arguing that the boathouse will impact the view from their lot. So I walked over on the protestants' lot. This is the view from the top of the bank. As you can see, the existing trees pretty much make it difficult to even see the creek. If you were to walk 100 feet landward where any home could be built under the Bay Act, you probably can't even see the water, much less the boathouse, without some serious limbing up. So that's their main concern. They went on to say that they filed their objection purposely to delay your decision until the lot could be sold and that owner could weigh in on the boathouse. In addition to that, they argue that the pier is built too close to the property line, even though their father in the 80s consented to the pier and did not object to it for the 20 years, you know, that it was there. We have their father's, the protestant's father's, written consent on the pier in our files here in the office. Spiegel provided this survey. They did not buy the property until 2011 with the pier on it. And when they got the property, this survey was provided to them. It's dated from 1987, which shows the pier wholly on their property. It's set back from the property line about 20 feet. We showed that to the protestant. That was not satisfactory to resolve the objection. So the protestants went out and did their own survey of their lot and the pier. And their survey shows that the pier that the Spiegels own is wholly on the Spiegel lot, again, some 20 feet off of the property line. This is a ground shot from the Spiegel's walkway down to their pier. The boathouse would be on this side of the pier. It's about 20 feet over to the property line. Looking at the pier from up on their deck, most of the properties on this creek are on a bluff 20 feet above. So you're looking across the tops of any pier or boathouse that would be built. And I've I like this shot because it also shows the channel out here. So you can see that the boathouse sitting in here would not be an objection to navigation or an interference to navigation. I walked out on the pier and basically took a shot back. So the boathouse is going to be over here, situated behind the Spiegel's residence. In this case, we believe that the open-sided design only minimally adds to the visual obstruction already presented by the existing pier. In fact, if the court rights hadn't objected, this roof would have been statutorily authorized. While we're sensitive to the concerns raised by the court rights, we note that the next three lots downstream of the Spiegel's all have piers and open-sided boathouses. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project as proposed.
Thank you, Mr. Owen. Any questions of Mr. Owen from the Commission? Seeing none, is the applicant, Mr. Spiegel, present?
Yes.
Sir, will you come forward, please? I need to swear you in, if you would. Do you hereby swear the testimony we'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is James William Spiegel, Jr.
Mr. Spiegel, is there anything you can add to what Mr. Owen presented to the Commission?
I think Mr. Owen presented our case thoroughly, and I don't have anything else to add. I will field any questions that y'all may have.
Okay. Any questions from the Commission? I just one thing to add. I want to thank you for working closely with staff here to create a design here that would, the boathouse on the right-hand side seems to be a prudent measure, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else here in favor of this project as proposed? Is there anybody present who wishes to testify against the project? Seeing none, the matter is before the Commission.
This is the creek I grew up on. And,
that's right.
And that's still, pretty much every property there has a pier and has a boat lift. Most of them have boat houses on it. And whoever buys that property next to them is going to build a pier and a boathouse. And so it's just going to be another one right next to it. So, really, no real input other than this would be a normal thing on this creek.
Thank you. Anyone else? Any other discussion? Well, the matter is before the Commission. The public hearing is closed.
Move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Neal here to approve the project as proposed.
Second.
Second by Mr. Beck. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Spiegel.